The Crusade Channel is proud to promote the Epoc Times newspaper, and I ask you to do the same. Please visit them today and consider subscribing using our affiliate link by going to crusadechannel.com/epoc.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, June the 4th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia for the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia. Shop where Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia. And tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. The GOP wants Fauci to answer some questions, how the new justice voted, and Catholics celebrate Corpus Christi. Top House GOP lawmakers are now demanding the unredacted communications from Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, relating to the COVID-19 pandemic, and called on him to testify after thousands of his emails were released to the public this week. House Republican Whip Steve Scalise, the top Republican on the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis, and House Oversight Committee Ranking Member James Comer, introduced a letter to top committee Democrats and said it is, quote, now imperative that Dr. Fauci come before our committees to provide information related to the origins of the novel coronavirus, as well as the U.S. government's role in funding research that may have contributed to the development of the novel coronavirus. In other news, U.S. Supreme Court Associate Justice Amy Coney Barrett on Thursday sided against fellow Associate Justice Clarence Thomas for the first time since her appointment to the court in a case that concerned computer law. The specific case concerned Georgia Police Sergeant Nathan Van Buren and whether he broke the law after accepting outside payment to search for a license plate using his police computer. Previously, lower courts had ruled that not only had Van Buren violated the police department's rule, he also broke federal law by overreaching his, quote, authorized access. However, the U.S. Supreme Court sided with Van Buren 6-3, with Barrett writing the majority opinion, limiting the ability of prosecutors to charge people with computer crimes under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act of 1986. Finally, Catholics took part in Corpus Christi processions across Poland yesterday. People took to the streets on June the 3rd wearing face coverings and following local coronavirus restrictions to celebrate the Feast of Corpus Christi, observed on the Thursday after the octave of Pentecost. Following Polish tradition, girls who had recently made their first Holy Communions scattered rose petals before the Blessed Sacrament, which was carried by a priest under a professional canopy. Our quotes of the day comes from St. Emily de Vaillard. Since God does so much for me, what could I not do for him? Coming up, our saint of the day. He decided to adopt a religious life at the age of 22. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Bulldog Kia presents a Father's Day dad joke montage with General Sales Manager Seth.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Thank you. For Father's Day, I've been working on a few great dad jokes for you. Listen to this. Did you hear the university offers a program for used car salespeople?
No.
Yeah. Now you can get a major in cardiology.
Ha ha, Dad. You're such a car guy.
Well, how about this? What happens when Kermit the Frog's car breaks down? It gets towed.
Wow, Dad.
Okay, last one. Why did the washing machine schedule a test drive?
Why?
Because it wanted to go for a spin.
That was actually a good one.
I'll see myself out now.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there from Bulldog Kia. May your jokes be funny, your day be restful, and your cars be clean. Visit us online at BulldogKia.com or in person on Atlanta Highway next to Sam's Club in Athens. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is Francis Caracciolo. Born in Via Santa Maria, Italy, on October the 13th, 1563, his was given the name Asanio at his baptism. His mother was a relative of St. Thomas Aquinas. He lived a virtuous life as a youth and seemed inclined toward a religious vocation. When he was 22, he contracted a form of leprosy, which he begged God to cure him of. He promised to follow what seemed clear to him as his calling to the priesthood immediately upon being cured. He was cured instantly upon making the promise and left immediately for Naples to study for the priesthood. On his ordination, he joined the confraternity of the White Robes of Justice, who were devoted to helping condemned criminals to die a holy death, reconciled with God. 5 years after he went to Naples, a letter was delivered to him, which was in fact addressed to another Asano Caracciolo, a distant relative. The letter was an appeal from Father Giovanni Agostino Adorno of Genoa to this other Asanio to join him in founding a religious order. Reading the letter, he realized that the vision of Father Adorno was in total compliance with his own ideas for a religious institute, and he interpreted this as a sign of God's plan. He responded to the letter, and the two men spent a few weeks together in retreat to draw up the institutions and rule. The congregation was approved by Pope Sixtus V on July 1, 1588. The congregation lives both an active and contemplative life, perpetual adoration of the Blessed Sacrament being one of the pillars of their life. They work with the sick, poor, prisoners, and as missionaries. In addition to the vows of chastity, poverty, and obedience, they have a fourth which forbids them to seek or accept ecclesiastical honors. Upon making his profession, Caracciolo took the name of Francis in honor of the saint of Assisi. He was noted for his ardent devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, often being found in ecstasy, and frequently repeating the words of the psalm, quote, "Zeal for thy house has consumed me." He died of a severe fever on the eve of Corpus Christi in Agnon on June 4, 1608, with his oft-repeated words on his lips. Those same words were found burned into his flesh of his heart when his body was opened after his death. He was canonized by Pope Pius VII on May 24, 1807. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.